Today is October the 19th, 2021, and the time in Egypt is 2:46 p.m., and we are about to talk about the Negro Leagues. All right, what is a Negro?
A baseball game.
It's a baseball game, almost. What is a Negro?
Is it an Egyptian game in America?
No, it's not an Egyptian game in America.
I said
a native. Oh, a native, no. A member of a race. Okay, that's, what were you going to say?
A baseball league?
It's a baseball league, yes. But listen, I, Miss Kamika, I am a Negro.
How?
Because in America, at a certain point in time, there was a difference between black people and white people.
Yeah.
And black people, negro, is the Spanish word for black.
Negro.
And at a certain point in time, white people would not let black people do what white people did, so black people went and created their own. One of those things was baseball. So black men in America who really loved to watch and listen to baseball were not allowed to play baseball. So they went and created their own league. They created their own teams, and they created their own league, which means they had teams that traveled around and that... Brick wall, sit down. They had teams that played each other. Now here's the kicker. At one point, the black teams had way more exciting games than the white teams. So the white teams began to recruit members from the black teams. Recruit means they would come and select a few players to come and play on one of the white teams. Which meant that now this black player is making money, which meant this black player is now, quote unquote, has arrived, has made it, is famous. So a lot of times in the old days, and this wasn't that long ago, like 1920 wasn't that long ago. Okay, as a matter of fact, let me show you guys something. Nope, 1913 wasn't that long ago either. But if, let me show you guys something. So, this is a holder for some sanitizer. What is the year on here? 1921. This was given to me by one of my mentors back in the United States. A mentor is somebody who advises you. It's somebody who's close to you, who helps you through hard times, helps open up doors for you when nothing else, when nobody else will. Mentors are people who normally are smarter, older, and wiser than you, who you respect enough to listen to. So one of my mentors, who she gave me one of my first jobs, and she owned a bookstore. And before I came to Egypt, she blessed me with prayer, and she gave me some things. This she gave me, 1921, because her mother was born in 1921. My mentor is still alive. She's in her 80s. So this wasn't that long ago. What this means is...
She was alive then.
She was alive. No, her mother was alive then. Her mother was... Well, her mother wasn't. Her mother was born in 1921. But my mentor is still alive. But let me say this to you. My grandfather had friends who played in the Negro National League.
Oh.
Right? I think the last member of the Negro League probably died maybe 3 years ago.
Oh.
So this wasn't that. These men who played in this league, they were alive literally 3 years ago. They're just starting to die out. Okay, so we're going to read about the Negro League today. Yes.
So
the Negro Leagues, of course. You know, let me say something, and then we're going to get into the reading.
When the thing that y'all don't really get to learn about are people like me in America. Y'all don't know a lot. I don't know how y'all, you know, somebody was saying Nigeria. I don't know what you thought of me before I told you I was from America. But for Negroes in America... Yeah, well, we were stolen. My people were stolen from Africa and stolen and taken to America, and we were enslaved. We were enslaved. My great-great-great-grandmother was a slave in America. So I don't know what part of Africa my people really came from, because they stole us from Africa, and in between Africa and America is what is called the Middle Passage. So you have, like, the Caribbean. You have Haiti. You have all of these other island countries. So they would steal people from Africa, kidnap them, and then they would bring them to the Middle Passage and they would trade us. They would move us all around, and then they would bring people to America. No, I was not. Slavery in America ended in 1865. Slavery in America ended in 1865. No, I can trace my ancestors back to the 1800s. And anything past the 1800s, I personally don't know. I would have to do a DNA test to actually figure out what part of Africa my people are from. I just haven't done it. My brother did a DNA test, and he found out that we are descendants of Ramses III. But we don't know, between Ramses III and being kidnapped, where our people are from.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want y'all to think about that. I know that's kind of new information. So we are. I want to pass this around. I want to redo the "What do you like about this class?" And then I'm going to turn this off, and then we'll start talking about the Negro Leagues. Because I am from America, and this is my podcast, and I like to keep my family aware of what's going on. So if I can introduce them to people without having to say their names, because if I say your names, then it ruins everything. But if they hear your voices and they get to hear us interacting, it makes them know that I am safe, and it lets them know that I'm actually teaching, that I'm not here robbing people blind or doing something I don't have any business. And they get excited because they're all the way in America, and when they listen to this, they can hear my voice and they can hear your voices. So I don't want you to say what you love about Miss Kamika. I want you to say what you love about the class. All right, do not press any buttons. I'm going to start here, and all you do is tell me what you like about the class, and then pass it over. What you like about the class, pass it back. Do not press any buttons. Do not turn it off.
Yes.
What I like about the class is that our teacher teaches very good.
What I like about the class, that it's neat.
I like having my friend with me in class.
Yeah, you can say what you said the other day.
It's fun.
I wasn't able to do it.
The creativity.
I always feel safe around my friends.
Good.
I love this class because the teacher teaches very well and I can understand.
And she's one of my teachers, y'all. I told y'all about her. She's a great teacher.
I don't really have a reason.
But do you like it or no?
Yes, I do like it.
I love the class, how they all work together, and I'm a very lucky student to be in 6C with Ms. Kamika.
Thank you. That was nice to say. I'm coming.
I like how we work together, and also Ms. Kamika is such a great teacher, and she has a kind heart.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
I like how Ms. Kamika is super open-minded, and she's the best teacher we had in this school forever.
And that's my discipline prefect. I told y'all I had discipline prefects.
What I like about this class is that you teach us.
Very good.
What I like about the class, it's not boring and it's very good.
All right, that's one of my discipline prefects too. He's so effective.
I love that I have the best teachers in the whole wide world, and the best thing is that Miss Kamika always believes in me.
Very good. Yeah, that's my board prefect. I don't know nothing without her. I really don't.
What? I like how I like the way Miss Kamika teaches, because it's really funny and like I like it.
Did we get you?
I like that I have to sit with my friends, and between classes we can talk and have fun.
I like Miss Kamika because she teaches in a fun way. I like the class because Miss Kamika teaches in a fun way, and I like the class because all my friends and teachers are here.
I like the class because the teachers teach good, but one of my favorite teachers is Miss Kamika, and she teaches really good and in a fun way.
Thank you.
I really like the class because whenever we have English class, Miss Kamika really brings the class to life and then makes it all fun.
All right, is there anybody who did not get to speak that would like to speak?
What I like about the class is that it's fun.
Yes.
What should I say?
What you like about the class?
Funny?
Hold up.
I like everything about the class.
Thank you very much.
Bus?
Oh, okay. All right. So, this is the award-winning Magnificent 6E. All right, repeat after me, y'all. Be good.
Be good.
Be good.
Be good.
Be God.
Be God.
All right, peace.
Ask a question. Just ask a question.
Yeah.